Hi, I'm Becky Davidson, and I want to welcome you to the Rising Above podcast. And today, I really hope that we're going to be able to make it through this podcast because I have two of my bestest friends in the whole world here with me today, Dawn Fry and Lori Chapman. And they are here with me to talk about one of our most favorite events that Rising Above does, our By the Brook retreat. And we have already been laughing pretty hard before we even get started on this. So I'm excited to hear what these lovely ladies have to say. And as we share with you a little bit about By the Brook, our retreat for moms of individuals with special needs, and kind of what the weekend looks like. And just, we want you to come and join us because it is just a fabulous weekend. And so we're going to share a little bit with you about what the weekend looks like, what you can expect. And you will get some good laughs from these two ladies right across from here. So thank you guys for joining me today.
Yes, thank you, Becky,
for having us.
So this is what's crazy, guys. This is our ninth year.
Wow.
For By the Brook. Ninth year. And what is so cool is that you guys have been with me on this journey since the very, very beginning of By the Brook. You guys I remember, do you remember those meetings we would have at Bagels and More years ago?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, where we would sit and Susan Lomax was with us and we plotted and planned what we thought, you know, for the very first By the Brook. And so that was all those many, many years, 10 years ago now, I guess, because of the planning started 10
That's
years
crazy.
Ago. So, and I remember, I remember I had this idea. I was like, you know, a retreat for moms like me would be just so fabulous. And I remember one Sunday at church, you probably don't even remember this, you're going into the auditorium and I see you and I'm like, hey, Lori, what do you think? Do you think we could put a retreat together for moms and kids with special needs? And you were like, well, sure. Yeah, I guess. And just went on into church. And yet here we are nine years later.
Yeah.
And it's just been an amazing, we've had lots of, you know, changes and things that have happened throughout the years, but it has just been, I think it's just one of the most favorite things that we do here at Rising Above. So people ask us all the time where the name By the Brook came from and how did we come up with that. And actually, my husband Jeff came up with that back when we were getting started. And he had read a story from 1 Samuel 30 of David and his men where they had been in a battle. And they were weary, and they were worn, and they were exhausted. And some of them just were not at a place where they could go on because they were so tired. And so he gave them a weekend away by the brook of Besor. Mm. And it was a weekend for them to just rest and relax and get built back up to be able to go back into the battle. And so Jeff just was like, that is the perfect name.
I love hearing that all over again.
For this Good. Retreat, because it's basically what we do. You know, it's
exactly
like
what we do.
We are in a battle all year long, fighting, you know, just for the health of our children, doing what we need to do to press forward each day and do what needs to be done. And, you know, we get tired and we're exhausted. And so that's our heart behind this weekend, is to bring you in, give you a weekend by the brook, like David did in the Bible, gave his men that weekend away to be able to then go back and be the best moms, the best wives, the best caregivers that you can be.
Yeah, well, and going into what we do, what happens, I think first you need to know it is worth all the effort that may take weeks or even, you know, from now till then, a month to get there.
Yeah.
It is worth all that, because I know sometimes if we have something coming up and I think, I don't even have the energy to prepare to be gone. But it is worth it. It is worth it to do what you need to do so that you can come, so that you can be away that weekend and get refreshed and relax and laugh and eat lots of food.
Eat like chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
And I love the role. I mean, you guys have been in the forefront ever since we started. But last year, you kind of stepped into a new role to working together as the host.
Yeah, how much was it you paid me to work with Dawn?
I think we get a raise.
Yeah.
This year.
Well,
double whatever you got last year.
Right.
And I just have to say, I know for all the moms who were there, it was the highlight of the weekend. And it was just so fun.
No pressure
for this year, guys. But if you missed it, oh my goodness.
It was fun.
the laughter and the funny things that you guys did, and just to make light of the hard things that we deal with,
sure,
day in and day out. To right, go, right. You know, we don't have to be depressed and sad and down the dumps.
But yes, there are hard things. I mean, that's real.
That's exactly.
But it's okay to laugh. It's okay to let your hair down.
So I need just and just laugh.
Well,
about,
and we are such a small part of it, really. I mean, there's so much that it goes on from the time you get there.
Yes, exactly. So Dawn, kind of tell our listeners kind of what the weekend looks like. So when they walk in the door, so we open the doors at 2:00 Central right. on a Friday. You kind of walk them through what they will experience when they come.
Sure. When you first arrive, it is just all about you and the spa. You can have a pedicure. You can have a manicure. There are people doing hair. There are games.
There's people walking around with chocolate-covered strawberries.
There's yes. food.
If you leave
can enjoy,
by the brook hungry, it's your fault.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
right.
we sure. feed you the whole time.
That's exactly so. Right. So it's all about pampering, and so many volunteers come giving up their time just to serve the caregivers that come mm-hmm. and just for them to completely enjoy themselves. So that's how the whole evening starts out, which is a pretty good note, I think.
Sure.
Being pampered. And then we move into dinner, which is fancy dinner.
Yeah, I was telling Lori just before you got here, Dawn, that is honestly one of my most favorite things is when all the moms are out in the lobby waiting to come right. in, and then we open up the doors and they see
it's so beautiful.
Whatever, however we've decorated that year, whatever
candlelight,
our theme is.
Candlelight, fancy plates, the
sure.
whole nine yards. Yeah. Just really nice dinner that we enjoyed together.
And you only feed yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And you didn't have to cook. And you don't have to clean up.
And everything tastes better when somebody else
Amen.
Cooks.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Yeah. And so you guys are going to, you've got some fun things, you two. We're not going to give it away, but you guys have some fun things planned for during the dinner hour.
But I can't divulge it because Dawn doesn't even know yet.
Ooh. Dawn doesn't know yet.
So I can't wait to see what you guys come up with for that Friday night. And then where are we going from there, Dawn?
After dinner, we go into just a fun time, songs, comedy skits, just a lot of fun together.
We have a guest.
We have Kay Dodd.
Oh, that's right. Guest. That's right. We have, last year we had a comedian. I think she's...
Well, we had Bean and Bailey last year. This year we've got Kay Dodd coming mm-hmm. in.
That's right.
And she loves our mamas. And
yes. she is so funny.
Yes.
Your face will hurt. Because you're going to laugh so much. She's so funny.
It is so great. And that's what we need. I mean, you know,
sure.
our lives are so stressful. And so we're on all the time. And so, you know, to be able to just laugh,
mm-hmm.
it's just good for our souls to be able to have that time of laughter. And so Absolutely. We end out the night. What do we do at the end of the night?
At the end of the night, we have coffee talk where we break into smaller groups. And that's when you get to have your dessert
yep. yes.
from your fabulous meal. And it's just a time in small group where we can talk about different things or share with one another. So it's a really good time and get to know other moms
yeah.
right.
who are there.
I think one year I was
well.
In a specific group for moms who have children with Down syndrome. And it was so nice to realize you're not alone
mm-hmm.
and to recognize your own reality in these other people. And then you don't feel as isolated
right.
because you're sitting here talking back and forth about just some of the challenges with that particular population. And I don't know, it just makes such a difference. It's encouraging to realize
right.
we're okay mm-hmm. because in so many other circles that we may find ourselves, sometimes it's a little isolating
yeah.
when, well, I mean, just, yeah. When you're the one with the special needs kid, I mean, yeah. let's just be mm-hmm. honest here.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to this and you're not the individual. You're part of this group.
Yeah.
You're part of this family mm-hmm. of women caregivers and moms, and it's encouraging.
And then lots of times if you're having a particular issue
sure.
with your child or whomever you're trying to care for, you've got other mamas who have been there or
right.
are still there and can give you ideas
yeah.
on
Absolutely.
What do we do?
How to
yeah.
do, and that is so encouraging
is.
Because
yeah.
you know you don't need to reinvent the wheel
mm-hmm.
because
right.
a lot of these mamas have already been through that or yeah. are going through that.
Well, and it's like
that makes you feel better too.
Yeah, and it's like you were saying, you know, instead of our circle, we our other circles of friends, they don't get it when we talk right. about changing diapers on a 20-year-old mm-hmm. or being sure. up in the middle of the night, or that right. just doesn't resonate with them. And so just to feel like you're part of something bigger than right. than you can be there and engaged and involved with the other people who get it.
You're not
understand.
Having to translate your
exactly.
life or this language.
Explain
like,
it.
We all speak this language.
Yeah.
We know.
IEP is, you know, everybody right. knows what you're talking right. about and all that. So
it's good. That's Friday.
That's Friday. Right. And then it's so funny because, like, we say we end at 9, and it's like, it. You know.
Right. We're usually pushing people out. Yeah, no,
like, we got to go home and get ready for the next day. But what's fun is we have moms who come from all over the place. And so the local moms usually go back home, but our moms from out of state go stay at a hotel.
Sure.
And we've heard some fun stories about...
There's some wild women that come to this
Yeah. Right. And so I don't
Maybe
think
we should go stay in the hotel.
I don't think there's much sleep on Friday night by the brook. So then Saturday. Dawn, tell us a little bit about what Saturday looks like.
Well, of course, we start with breakfast.
Yes.
Because we always start with the food.
That's right.
And then we move into a worship time, which is our songs are and worship is led by Jimmy Thorpe, mm-hmm. the one and only. So we have a fantastic worship time.
Can I go back to breakfast?
Please.
Yes. Well, breakfast isn't like a fancy sit-down thing.
Right.
It's sort of continental.
Right. Come and go.
Boost. Yeah, kind of come and go. So if you're just not that morning person and you need to swing in Starbucks... Fine, do it.
Yeah.
But there will be pastries and sausage balls and yummy
fruits.
And probably chocolate covered strawberries.
Probably.
Probably. Yes, all that yum yum stuff before you go into worship, as you were telling
worship.
Us, Dawn.
Yep. And then after worship, we go to our keynote speaker. Who is our keynote speaker this year?
Our keynote speaker this year is hands down, literally, the grooviest. Of all groovy.
Were we able to get her again this year?
We were. I mean, we had to pull some serious strings.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
I had
amazing.
To sell off some of my property body parts to get her. But it's so worth it. I mean, I may have a couple of less toes this year, but we got her back.
That's fantastic.
It is none other than the rock star, the Drum queen roll, mother please. Of special needs mothers. Becky Davidson!
Oh, that is fantastic. Woo! I'm so glad.
Can they insert some, clapping in there?
Yeah, like they do on the radio?
Ooh, jazz hands?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't even know how to follow that, so I'm going to just let you continue on.
It will be good. It is good. It is... It will bless your heart for real.
Well, and our
for
theme real, this year
as
is
long
brave.
As she's not wearing
with
lacquered
earrings.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
I have. We'll be taking care of that.
Yeah, well,
yes.
That'll be done.
Yes, we've cut her ears off.
Hannah, cut that.
Anyway, you will be blessed by whatever Becky brings that morning. It will.
Well, we're talking that's about being way. Brave, and so that's going to be. You know, we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
And if I've ever seen anyone brave, it's special needs moms.
Amen.
So we're going to be talking about that, but what it really means to be brave.
Yes.
The things we can get to be brave.
And then, Dawn.
Then we go into our first breakout section.
We're going to break out. Break it out.
Session.
Breakout one.
Which we have all kinds of topics that and moms get to choose
yeah.
which topic
we've
they
got
to
some,
go to. So we
have, ooh,
some
we have
really
some new stuff
good
this year.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We
I've
do.
Seen the list and it's exciting.
And if you want to know the different breakouts, we have a Facebook event page
oh.
where everything's listed there.
All get on your social media.
Get on social media and you can find out about the different breakouts. But our breakouts this year, I'm going to have a hard time picking what
sure.
I'm going to do because... We've got some really stellar, yeah.
just
stellar things.
Exciting
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
But you know what we're forgetting to tell people that happens through all of this? Door prizes.
Oh, you're right.
That's
door
right.
Prizes.
Door prizes.
In and out and
yep.
all about. You never
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. You never
so
know.
I'm just
throwing
that
in. Absolutely.
Yes. So we break out.
We break out. And
we
then after
out.
That, we go back to the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
it's
and
lunchtime.
I want to do a shout out because Chick-fil-A Cookville is providing lunch for all the moms this year. They just bless the socks off of our
yes,
ministry and just
Cookville
go up. Cookville Chick-fil-A.
Well, they bless the socks off of this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what they do.
So we're
going to
eat
fantastic.
More chicken.
So,
more chicken
exactly.
Absolutely.
So I want to give them a shout out for just their willingness to bless the moms by doing
yes.
that.
Yes. And then another breakout.
Another breakout. You get an opportunity to go back to one of the other breakout sessions that
you may have missed.
Yeah, that you may have missed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move into...
But you don't want to check out yet.
No,
we're not done.
No. It's not done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move into the living room session, which...
Which basically, it's moms and telling their real life story. And we're going to be talking... Moms who have been through some things where they've had to be brave. And they're going to tell their stories.
Oh,
and so
exciting.
So that's going to be really cool. And this is what's... We love to give moms gifts throughout the weekend.
Right.
Just little fun things. And we have got... just a big gift that we're super excited
mm-hmm.
about blessing the moms with this year. And I can't tell
so
what
don't
it is.
Leave.
So you've got to stay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if you leave,
right.
you're going to miss out.
You must be present to win.
Yeah.
You must be present to win.
And so it's going to be, we're excited. We're really excited about this extra thing that we're going to do this year.
That's
so,
fun.
But,
fun.
So that's kind of the layout of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Is, and then we have there are a lot of moms who come in from other states who will end up staying a second night.
That's
and
right.
so they'll go out to dinner together.
They have got that's it fun. Going on.
Yeah,
they keep the party going.
Keep it going. And so
it's
they,
your weekend.
That's right. And so they turn it into a full weekend. So
yes. I think that's wonderful. If you can do it, do it.
Lori, what yes. is your favorite thing about the weekend?
Besides the chocolate covered strawberries.
Besides the chocolate covered strawberries. Besides laughing with Dawn and coming up with your funnies that you do.
Okay,
I mean,
well, that might be straight. No, I'm kidding. I love Dawn. No, I think. Because I've been there several years, and, you know, things have, it changes, you
mm-hmm.
know, what is my favorite. Because I know early on, I really enjoyed the sitting and listening to these moms, like you said earlier, who have gone before,
mm-hmm.
you know, when my girls were little, and what's this going to look like a few years back. But I think for me, last year, being up there a little bit more.
On
and
stage.
Getting to see, you know,
yeah.
the moms and that kind of thing. Well, I'll have to describe the experience post By the Brook. My 15-year-old daughter with Downs loves to get my phone, and we did a skit last year that she watches all the time. I finally had to put it in its own little album so she can find it on my phone, and it has Miss Dawn in it starring as Wonder Woman, and Miss Dawn has pretty much your celebrity status at my house.
Hey.
Yes, she likes you more than me, I'm pretty sure. And me,
I'm pretty sure too.
You know, there's like Miss Dawn, and then it's always like, Mom, what were you doing?
Why were you even there?
Why are you dressed like that? Yes, pretty much. But she watches it all the time. I would say I've watched it a million times, but I haven't. I've listened to it a million times, and every single time I listen to it, and she's got the whole thing memorized, so she's saying all of your lines. But in the background is the sound of those mothers laughing.
Yeah,
those female caregivers laughing. That it blesses me every time I listen to it. You know, because, hey, let's be honest. I get tired of listening to it over and over when Josie plays it. But listening to those mamas get so cracked up and just...
That's
it's just those...
Joyful.
Yeah, just... Wow, I'm trying to think how to describe those laughs.
It was
just
deep
that,
belly,
yes,
full of
yes.
joy laugh.
Just relaxed, just having a good time. And that is what blesses me.
Yeah.
It's just knowing these moms have... They've gotten to unplug.
Yeah.
They've gotten to just be refreshed and just be, I don't know. I sometimes liken it to, you know, like just be a girl again.
Mm,
just that
yeah.
that season of no cares
yeah.
for at least a few hours. And
yeah.
you know what? We're going to go back, but we're going to be refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. That's my favorite.
That's your
favorite. Is the sound of all that laughing.
Dawn,
yeah.
I knew this question was coming to me after you asked Lori, and so I was thinking, and it's funny because what I thought of was the looks on the mom's faces.
Mm-hmm.
That's me too.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on the stage yeah. and I don't, well, yeah, I do humiliate myself.
Yeah.
I do
that's
it more.
Yeah.
I do it more by the Brook just for the entertainment mm-hmm. of others because that's not really what I do.
If anybody really knew Dawn, they would know this is not out of her
but
comfort zone.
I love to see the looks on their faces.
Yeah.
Well, when you
just
come out wearing a short Wonder Woman skirt,
and
the looks on the faces.
That is true. That is true.
That was great.
It was a little short.
I can't wait to see how you guys top that this
yeah,
year.
No,
because
I don't know.
I can't wait to see it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for me, I love... Like I was talking about, I love when the moms are waiting to go into dinner.
Hmm.
And I like to get in the front of the room. I love to watch their faces as they come in, because it's like you're a queen for a moment. You know, you're coming in. This is done for me. If you as a mom are thinking, you know, somebody really cares to take the time to put this, making it look so pretty and making it be.
Well, and our life is just
paper plates and paper cups.
Right. You know? Exactly it is, right. and it's practical, and sometimes it's survival.
Absolutely,
and it's pouring out every day. And sometimes all night long for the kids. So to have that moment.
It's not pretty.
No, it's
so
not.
To have that pretty.
Yes, it is.
It's very nice.
I don't know. It's just there's something about it. It's fun for us to get to be on the other side of it.
Sure.
To get to see the faces and see, mm-hmm. hear the comments when it's all said and done of how lives are changed.
Yeah.
Because moms come in exhausted and weary and beat down. And by the time they leave... Mm-hmm. It's just a totally different, you just have a different look about them.
Sure.
Have a totally different look.
Well, and I would say too, even if maybe you're not at that place, maybe mm-hmm. you don't necessarily feel that way, but you're coming in there to walk alongside some mom.
Absolutely.
It's like, I've been there, done that, mm-hmm. I get it, I speak this language, you don't have to explain,
exactly.
I understand. So even if maybe you're like, well, I don't really feel beat down right now. Then you still come.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to be such a blessing to these other moms.
To someone else.
And I think for those of us, you know, our kids are older now than when we, you know, 9 years ago, you know.
Yes.
And we're at different places in this walk. And so every mom that comes in, it's at a different place.
Yeah.
And so it's for everyone. Regardless.
You matter. You need to be there.
Exactly. Whether you have...
For yourself, for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Whether you've just gotten the diagnosis or whether... You know, you're like me, and I have an adult now with special needs. It doesn't matter. There's something for everyone.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, this is what I sat down the other day and I looked at the registrations. This is mind blowing to me. We used to hit. We would have moms from Tennessee come, Alabama come, Georgia come. We've got all those states again this year, but we have got Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina. And as far away as Wisconsin.
Wow.
Really?
Flying in for this retreat. I'm assuming they're flying in. That would be a long drive.
That would be a long
drive. But, I mean, that's amazing to me. And so it doesn't matter where you live.
Right.
If you can get here, get here. Okay, well, I'm excited because we've had another person join us in this conversation.
We probably needed the help.
I think, well, no comment here. But we have with us now Sabrina Hoskins, who is one of our local Rising Above moms. And I wanted Sabrina to be a part of this conversation because I'll never forget being at one of our coffee talk groups for our moms where we get together every week and hearing Sabrina tell another mom about By the Brook and why she should come and just hearing your experiences. So I just would love for you to share with our friends why... You're good. So we would just love for you to share with us. Tell me about your first By the Brook and what it was like for you and what you love about By the Brook.
My first By the Brook, my son was 4.5 months old. So he was a newborn. And all of this was a new experience. I had no idea what to expect. And another mom said, you have to go. I did not think I needed to go because I could handle this. And then when I went, it was so amazing to walk into a room of people and moms who knew what it was like to have absolutely no clue what you were doing, absolutely no clue how to approach this. And they had been there and they could give me advice and they knew what it was like. And it was just relaxing to be able to say, hey, I'm not alone. There are other people who get this. I really felt like, you know, since he was so little, there was so much that I hadn't experienced yet that I didn't need that, but I did. I did need to know that other moms had been there. You get through it. You make it through it. And it's just life, and this is our life, and there's so much joy in our lives that we don't take the time to appreciate, and that first By the Brook was a godsend to me. I've been pretty much every year. I've missed... 2 years, I think, and Montgomery's 9 now. And
wow! Well, we've been going 9 years. So, and you know, I think so often for a mom of a newly diagnosed child, you don't know where to turn and what to do. And I think I remember for me those early years of just that isolation, and you just are like, I can't handle this, so you isolate yourself. And so when you come there, it's like the acceptance. And like you said, you're not alone.
Because you don't want to be the mom who has to have help. you want to know you can handle it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes handling it, you can handle it and still have friends to laugh with
to
the
help you.
Midnight right. diaper changes and yeah. laugh with the experience is about.
So, Sabrina, describe, like, when you walked in that first year, what was it like just to, for the pampering and whatnot? You know, what you didn't probably didn't have a clue what to expect.
I had no
so,
clue.
What was it like for you as a mom to come in, and what did it feel like for you?
Kind of just a relief to hear mom say the exact same thing that I was feeling, mm-hmm. to know that I wasn't as overwhelmed as I felt yeah. like I was overwhelmed, and to feel welcomed. Mm. When I first came in, somebody introduced me to you, Becky, and it was like, you had been a friend for life. You were just so welcoming to me. And it's hard because you have all these friends you've had your entire life, and you have experiences that they never have had, and you can't talk to them about those experiences, not because they don't want you to, because you just feel like they don't understand. And so when you walk into a room of people who get it and you have that acceptance, it's huge, and you don't realize how huge it is until you have it. And I was very, very blessed that I came to By the Brook so early, and you see the moms who've never had anybody to talk to, and their child is 10, 12 years old, and I'm even more grateful that I was introduced to this whole new world of friends so early, because I have somebody that I can call, and I have friends I can call and say, hey, this is where I'm at, and it was just, it was really good to feel that kind of acceptance so early on, and to have friends that got it.
Yeah. That understand it. Yeah. So what is your favorite part? We shared what our favorite part of By the Brook for us is. I'd love to hear what your favorite part is.
Anybody who knows me is going to say the desserts. sorry, you two. Yeah, it's like me and chocolate. You don't separate us too far.
That's great.
But honestly, you guys just rock. I'm sorry. I laughed
Dawn
so
Lori
hard at
Dawn
and Lori last year. You guys were so much fun. And honestly,
the
seeing the other moms just have fun, seeing you two have fun makes it fun for us, because we can let loose, we can have a good time, and it's almost like you just dial back the knob, and for a few short hours, I can forget the worries, I can forget the panics, I can forget the, oh gosh, what's happening, and just become who I was before I had kids.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Wow. Be a girl again.
Yeah,
wow.
And I just have fun. Like, that is my whole goal for that weekend. I have fun. Yeah. I just let loose and have fun. Sometimes they say I let loose a little bit too much, but it's all in good fun.
Really,
no, I'm sorry. You have snow cones. Yep. Snow cones are sugar, and you just got to have
fun. I said earlier, if you leave By the Brook hungry, it's on you, because we feed you.
Yeah, and it... You. Even if you don't feel a difference, like last year was so much fun for me, but it was a year that I really felt like I didn't need it as much. But obviously I do, because my husband every year says, get out of the house you're going. It's to the point now that he's, one year I mentioned, you know, maybe I won't. And he's like, no, because we had stuff going on. He's like, no, you have to go.
Yeah.
I can't live with you if you
don't go to By the Brook.
I mean, it's like a pressure release valve.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you need that release so you can go home and say,
a
you know what?
And
I can
then make like a reset.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
It's like, hey, I can do this again. So I mean, it's just a good weekend of fun and experiences and friends. And
so pack your bags.
Yeah,
absolutely. You have
and,
to come.
You know, it's coming up. We are a month away. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it, June 22nd and 23rd. And at the River Community Church in Cookeville, Tennessee. And yes, Cookeville is not close to an airport. We're kind of off the beaten path, but if you can get to Nashville or Knoxville or Chattanooga, fly in any of those places, you can drive here in an hour, a little over an hour, hour and a half. So trust me, it's worth it. It's worth coming. It's worth being a part of something where you are with other people who understand and get your life. And we are excited that we are in our ninth year, and that we are just continuing to it. Every year it's so fun, because it's like, as soon as we finish with By the Brook, whatever year that was, then we're already planning next year.
Sure.
We're already thinking.
To do it.
Exactly.
You know, even in the planning and in the being involved and in all of it, it's
fun.
It's rewarding.
It's yes. for us, yeah. for us on the other side of it. It's just sure. a blessing for us to be able to do this event, because I think it fills me up
right.
to overflowing, mm-hmm. And helps me then to be able to go back and be a mom to my son. So I just want to thank you guys. Thank yeah, you,
Dawn
and Lori and Sabrina, for joining us today on the Rising Above podcast. And again, moms, dads, sign your wives up. I'm telling you, you will be glad you did, just like Sabrina's husband was. Moms, find a way to get there. And I know for some of you it's a challenge. I know it's a major,
yes.
big deal. And I know some of you are single moms and you're like, how in the world am I going to do this? But start praying. Start praying for God to make a way.
Mm-hmm.
And we will pray for God to make a way for you to be there, because it's important. And you will be changed by it. Changed for the better. So we hope to see you here in Cookeville in just a few short weeks for the By the Brook 2018. And again, this year our theme is Brave. And I can't wait to share with you some of the things that I feel God's put on my heart about being a brave woman and being a brave mama. And so we hope to see you in a few weeks. So thanks for joining us.
Peace out.